WRPX. Ain't anybody listening?
This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel from Southwest Florida. I copy, but not your call sign. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel on the W4NYK repeater. CQ Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel on the W.
Alpha 4 Golf Hotel from November 4 Hotel Charlie.
November 4 Hotel Charlie, this is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel on EchoLink calling from Southwest Florida. Good evening to you.
On the EchoLink, I was just reading the QST and I heard John, so I thought I would check in with you. My name is Warren Whiskey Alpha Romeo Echo November. And the call is November 4, Hotel Charlie. So the last three letters, Hotel Charlie. And I think yours was Alpha Alpha 4, Echo Charlie? I can't remember. Didn't write anything down, so you'll have to repeat. Anyway, back to you, over.
To talk to you, I have your call sign now correctly as November 4 Hotel Charlie. Mine is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, and I live in Punta Gorda, Florida. Over.
On the Punta Gorda, is that just north of Fort Myers? Over.
Affirmative, you are correct. Oh, it's maybe a half hour to 40-minute drive to get into Fort Myers. Over.
Very good. My daughter lives in Fort Myers. Her call is Kilo Bravo 3. Let's see. Baker Alpha Delta. KB3BAD. I still didn't catch your name. I haven't got anything right here to look it up, so I didn't catch the name. But I know you're on EchoLink, so good to hear you in there. Anyway, and I think I gave you my name, Warren Whiskey Alpha Romeo Echo November. Over.
Affirmative. This is Gus Golf Uniform Sierra. I take it that you go by your middle name, which is cool. I go by Gus, Golf Uniform Sierra, instead of my given name, August, but it's hard not to use that on official documents. Over.
Oh, I understand all about, having a different name than what's in the FCC database from people who think I'm bootlegging or something. But if they noticed on the call, they would see that I'm a junior, and rather than having two Horaces running around, I got the middle name, so that's how that goes. Over.
Sorry, Warren. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, I hit the wrong button on my cell phone and terminated the call. Over.
Very easy to do, and not a problem, okay? It makes me feel better. Yeah, I've done EchoLink a few times. So we're heading down to Fort Myers, so I'll have to give you a call when we pass through that area. I think my granddaughter down there is graduating from high school, and so I think her graduation and party is on the 20th of May. So we'll be heading down there a couple days before and coming back a couple days after. Over.
That's great. There are a number of good clubs down here. I belong to actually three. The one in Fort Myers I'm not real active with, and for no good reason other than I can't do them all. I belong to one in Punta Gorda, actually two different ones in Punta Gorda. Now, I helped form a small club at the our Military Heritage Museum in Punta Gorda. I'm the station trustee. We're Whiskey 7 Mike Hotel Mike, and we run a net from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Saturdays via the W4DUX repeater. Over.
Gus, that's great. So I'm part of the testing. We have a testing group here locally, and we test every third Saturday at the local Red Cross building. I had to miss the last one. My wife was celebrating her birthday, and my four daughters all came and so we had a grand time celebrating her birthday and doing a lot of things together. So anyway, but maybe you can let me know what's the DMR status down there in the Fort Myers area. Over.
I'm honestly not sure. I think they have a DMR repeater. Because I live in a concrete condo, I cannot get out to any DMR repeater via radio frequency, so I kind of don't pay attention to that, and we'll just, you know, use DMR talk groups and so on. Over.
Good. I didn't know if it would work to get her a little handheld DMR, and we could chat. There's some in the area, but nothing real close. At least I don't think. So maybe like 15 miles or something like that. But I think with a good antenna, I could probably reach them. Over.
Well, certainly that could work. But you could also set up your own private channel on DMR and go, you know, through your computers. I've got that set up with a friend of mine in South Carolina. And when we decide we just want to talk, just the two of us, we can jump to his channel, and it's private. Over.
That's pretty neat. So I have a hotspot, and I've used that in some of the talk groups, but I've never. I really need to spend some more quality time trying to figure it out, and getting what would be neat is to get a, you know, a private channel. That's a pretty neat idea. You know, so you can just carry on a conversation there and don't have to worry about hogging the frequency. Over.
I like that ability, and I wish I could guide you better on how to set it up. When my buddy was doing it with me, it was over the phone, and I was just following instructions and moving so fast I wasn't taking notes. So we've agreed to get together sometime, and we'll do some of these things where I can take notes so I can become self-sufficient. He's a great help, but I can't bother him all the time. Over.
So there was a guy who tested month before this I think it was in March. Maybe it was February. I actually can't remember now. But anyway, he is into DMR, and so he did offer to get together with me a little bit. I might have to send him a text and have him give me some pointers. Over.
That can be a great idea. I certainly have not found DMR to be as intuitive as I would have liked. I know the people who developed it were probably a lot smarter than me, but it still seems harder than I would like. Over.
I think I would agree with that. I would say if I had gotten into DMR, you know, within the first 5 years of when I got my license, I would say I would have had it mastered, you know, in a couple months. But, you know, things don't click quite as fast as they used to if you're in that category or not. I don't know ever.
Well, I'm almost 72, and I certainly understand what you're saying. I have to carry a notepad with me so that if I have a brilliant thought, I write it down before it can escape. Over.
That, but what I do is I turn on my voice recorder and or dictate it into the notes. That's actually what I mostly do, just dictate it into notes. But very good idea. So let me give my call here again, just in case it's time. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, with Gus, who is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel. Over.
QSL. Well, it's been great talking to you, Warren, and I assume you're going through the repeater on your handheld, correct? Over.
I'm not on a handheld. I'm on my base unit. It is the Kenwood TS-2000. I think I bought it brand new. I don't know if it's 5 to 7 years ago, maybe. I really can't remember. But I bought it to try out satellite work. And I just kind of got stumped. I had my own business, and it got pretty busy. And so, you know, not able to dedicate continuous time. So I did get the computer working with the radio to track the satellite and change the Doppler shift, and I got all those things going. But I need is the antennas, you know, with the rotors that adjust the antenna over.
Yeah, that's a pretty high-end efforts. Where I live, I'm in a concrete condo, and I really can't get RF outside the walls, let alone reach a repeater miles away. And our condo association won't allow me to put up any kind of an antenna on the roof, even one that's unobtrusive. They forget that during Hurricane Ian, we lost power for 11 days and were without cell phone for a good week before we got any direct signal back. In the immediate aftermath, I had to drive 10 miles to get a decent cell phone signal, and of course, so a lot of other people did. So my wife and I would take time maybe once or twice a day and drive to the local Home Depot, sit in the parking lot. One of us would get out of the car and we'd talk and take care of business. I was responsible for our condo complex and doing triage, and that lack of communication made it tough. If we had been able to have a ham radio, I think it would have made life easier. Over.
I guess I would have thought that their rule wouldn't apply in some kind of an emergency situation like that. You know, it's not like you're digging a hole in the parking lot and putting in a 60-foot tower. It's going to be a temporary wire antenna, and you just take it down when you're done. Over.
Well, I got shot down on it and the idea pretty quickly. I did put up a 6-foot antenna on the roof above my condo and said, "Hey guys, can you really tell it's there unless I told you?" And that didn't make a difference. But I wouldn't say paranoid, but I got committed enough that I bought a Starlink system, and we're going to use it this summer RVing in northern Canada and Alaska, and it works well, and you can do Wi-Fi calling through it. So theoretically, I could run, go up on the roof, drop the antenna cable down right in front of my front door, run it inside, and I'd be in business. So that's going to be my emergency plan for this hurricane season. Over.
Sounds pretty intriguing there, but I guess the thing I like about amateur radios. You don't have the monthly cost. But I tell you, I just can't believe that, you know, by the time they, the homeowners association, got going and trying to shut you down or whatever you want to say, you know, the emergency would probably have been over and then you could pack it up. But, I don't know. I just sounds like to me that somebody's got a little too much authority over.
Well, that's certainly how I felt. Now, there is a bill that was introduced in November by a congressman, I can't remember what district, but that would have required condos to allow the installation of a ham radio antenna. It died, of course, because it couldn't get heard, you know, it couldn't be heard in time to go through the Senate, and with the politics, I don't think it would have passed. But I'm hoping it gets reinduced this Congress, and maybe if things change further in 2024, we can get it passed. The condo lobby is pretty strong, and they're against it, so it's going to be tough. Over.
So I'm all, you know, for private ownership, and you know, this is your baby, so you get to create the rules, okay? But it does seem like if you purchased your condo, then there should be, you know, some option available to you that's reasonable. Over.
That would be good. Now, there are there is a federal law that they have to allow satellite antennas, but we, most of us stream video from our internet, and so I think we only have a couple satellite dishes still up on our roofs. So, you know, that's a law. They can't argue against it. Over.
Just put up two dishes and get you, you know, a real thin, maybe 28 gauge wire between the two dishes. How's that sound?
Well, I like the idea because I tell you, it really torqued me off. Most of the people on the board who were against it were not present during the hurricane, and so they had no real appreciation of how primitive we went. I mean, we lost electrical, water, couldn't pump sewage. I think we got water back in 4 or 5 days, but you know, there were people devastated far worse, so I don't want to sound like I'm looking for sympathy. Some people lost their homes. Ours was just damaged. So, you know, you'd think that people should come together and find ways to communicate, but I'm kind of taking care of that with the Starlink. It is a great system. The setup video was 2 minutes long only, but it was about twice as long as needed. You basically plug the router into AC, connect the cable between the router and the satellite dish, point the dish north in the northern hemisphere, and stand back. In a relatively few number of minutes, it's showing up as a Wi-Fi. You can then log in and set up your own account. Easy peasy. Over.
Very good. I did see if you got QST, they've got an article in there about these Pico satellites that seem kind of intriguing, which maybe these Starlink satellites are in that category. But it sounded like, you know, ham radio operators could transmit where if you're not a ham, you can only listen. But there was some guy evidently made a contact with another ham through it on the ham band. Over.
I'll have to look into that. Can you tell me the name of it again? Over.
Look at the table of contents here, and I'll see if I can get that. Hold on. It starts on page 46. in the current issue, Tiny GS, an application of LoRa technology. Over.
Okay, thank you. I don't get that magazine, so it's LoRa technology, L-O-R-A technology, over.
Little L, small O, capital R, small A, technology. Let me see if there's a website here. www.tinygs.com, TINYGS.com, over.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. I think I'll look into that. Okay, I called up an article I'm going to have to read because I'm not at all familiar with it. But, hey, thanks a lot for the info, and thanks for the QSO. We've been on a while. I'd better let you go so we don't tie it up too long. This is Alpha 4 Golf Hotel wishing 73s and thank you to November 4 Hotel Charlie. Great talking to you, Warren. I hope you have a blessed day and evening. Over.
Very good, Gus. No, great talking with you, and maybe it'll work out to give you a call when we head down that way. And I hope you get this Tiny GS figured out. It was intriguing, but I had other articles I wanted to read, so I after I read that, I moved on to others. Anyway, 73s to you, and thanks for logging in through EchoLink on the repeater. Appreciate you using that. So 73s, Gus, from N4HHC.
Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, saying thank you in 73s to November 4, Hotel Charlie. My phone froze up. I had to drop off and start again. So have a good evening, my friend. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel.